Okay, thanks. I have the applicant registered as Susan Russell. Ms. Russell, do you wish to come forward and state your name and address for the record and speak to your application? And again, we're dealing with both the item 3 and 4. This is a reminder, which is both the subdivision rezoning and the variance together. So how can we help you?
Susan Russell, McGowan Russell.
Okay.
200 124th Street. I just wanted to review some of the basic principles of the design. There seems to have been some confusion as to what the site actually was and as to what we were trying to achieve. The just in case, just wanted to, can you guys see this? No?
It might be easier if you pass it to the counselor of the area first, because it's pretty small from.
Yeah, I'll just pass all of these. Give you a good idea. Thanks, John. Thank you.
Thanks.
So the first board just reviews the site. The site is 263-265 Henderson and does not include the Calvin Community Center site at all. It's just that one site that is involved in the application. The primary focus of the development is maintaining that existing building. There's an existing building at 263-265 Henderson that will be retained. We're not adding to the height. We're not adding to the width. We're not adding to the depth. It is that existing building that will be maintained and improved. The building face, the exterior building face, will be added to. You can see in the elevations that we're adding windows, a new parapet, some other architectural elements that identify it as a residential building rather than a faceless commercial building. So that's very important, that it is the reuse of an existing building, and the building will be developed with 20 new units. The building suites, and it will be for condominium units. They will be for sale, not rent. It's they are for sale, very similar in quality to the terraces of Transcona that I know you're aware of, Councillor Wyatt. About the $105,000 to $170,000 range per unit. The building suites will range from 602 square feet to 974 square feet on the main floor and 634 square feet to 975 square feet on the second floor. 10 suites on each floor. 13 suites will be one bedroom, and each suite will have a bedroom or bedrooms, bathroom, kitchen, and living room. As I said before, the existing building envelope will be used. And right now, that existing building envelope has no front, side, or rear yard, and hence the requirement for the variances. The last point is that this is going to be a transit-oriented development.
What?
Transit-oriented development. It just means that we want to focus on selling to people that will be primarily transit users, and a green development is what they're trying to go for here. So that it's located, obviously, where there is fast and efficient and frequent transit service, of course, unless there's a snowstorm. But you've got bus stops. There's one at Martin. There's one there's one at Johnson. Going that from Watt, and then there's another two right at I think it's just north of Chalmers. I can't remember the name of the street there, but there's bus stops within about a 2-minute walk of the with 10-minute frequent service throughout the day. So you've got that goes directly to downtown. So that is one of the things that is a primary focus of this development. So just to sum up, the site is not the Calvin Community Center site. It is strictly the site at 263-265 Henderson. We are reusing the existing building, where their existing building envelope will be maintained. The interior and the exterior will be upgraded. They are condominium units for sale. They are not rental. Same quality as the terraces of Transcona. And that it will be a transit-oriented development, looking for a green development in terms of vehicular service and focus. And that's it. Any questions at all?
Mm-hmm. So you don't
John.
Own the... You, You don't own the property to the north of...
The parking lot, yeah. The existing parking lot is part of that, just 265.
Not to the north of Kelvin Community Center. You don't own that property to the north there?
No, okay. That's not there. Not the Kelvin Community Center itself. It's just right on the corner, the northeast corner of Chalmers and...
Yeah, and the parking lot, I think, only has spaces for...
11.
11
stalls.
And you're planning on putting 20
units. 20 yes.
20 units there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you think that the people who are buying will be interested in taking the bus?
Exactly. That's what their focus is going to be on transit oriented people that cycle, people that we did a parking management plan as well. Which focused on that. There is about 15. The engineers who did the transit, the parking management plan, identified 15 parking stalls that are not currently in front of anyone's house that could be used for short-term. It's one-hour parking that could be used for short-term visitor parking on Henderson Highway, and then a couple on Chalmers, just west of the back lane. So not in front of anybody's house. And then they've got the 11 on their site right now. They charge extra if somebody wants to have a parking space as part of the as part of their condominium hold. They
so
charge
what's
extra
your
for
market
that.
going to be? Is it going to be 55 plus, or is it going to be young urbanites? What's your market?
It could be either, really. It could be either, but primarily transit-oriented people. That use the bus and that are interested in being green and not using a car. That is the primary focus. Yeah, and David Billencroft is here and is registered to speak as well, and he could probably answer that a bit better than I could in terms of the focus. But it's my understanding that it could be 55 plus and could be younger people.
I'm sure I'll have more questions from you after I hear the delegations and what they have to say.
Okay, sounds okay. Good.
Anything? Any other questions, Councilor Berlotti?
Okay.
I don't have any questions at this time. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Also registered in support is David Billencroft. Registered in support. Just want to be registered in support, Mr. Billencroft. Okay, thank you. Anybody else here registered in support? Anybody else here registered in support that hasn't filed a slip? Seeing none, we have a few people here registered in opposition. I'll call you your by name. If you wish to speak, you can. If you don't, you can just register yourself in opposition. Again, please keep your comments to up to 10 minutes. Mark Giesbrecht, register in opposition. Do you wish to speak, Mr. Giesbrecht, or just register in opposition?
Just register in opposition.
Okay, 281 Union West, register in opposition. Thank you. Marianne Sabernick. I register in opposition. Do you wish to if you wish to speak, ma'am, you need to come forward and speak at the mic and state your name and address for the record.
Okay, Marianne Sabernick, 181 Chalmers Avenue.
Welcome.
Thank you. Where my biggest concern is this, I understand it's multi-family units. Family specifies children. Since the Kelvin Community Center has closed down or is no longer there, I see the kids walking around with nothing to do, and they're, you know, getting, they're climbing on the ice rinks at the park, they're doing all kinds of things. We have nothing in our area for children. If this is 55 plus or adults only, seniors, I have no objection. That's fine with me. But if we are going to bring more kids in, I'm in the process right now of building a fence. I've owned my place for 20-something years and have not had to fence it in. Now that Kelvin is gone, I'm finding that I am having my planter is stolen with my flowers, just little things. But that's, you know, that the kids have nothing to do. And it's fine that, you know, like I say, Bronx is up there. But I would say a good portion of these kids, from what I'm seeing, are coming from down a ways, and I don't think they have bus fare to make it up the Bronx. So that's out of their reach. Now, to bring more kids into this area, as far as I'm concerned, that's only asking for trouble now. You know, like I say, I have no objection to adults only, seniors, 55 plus, whatever, but multifamily with children. It's only going to add. It's not fair. As far as I'm concerned, it's not fair to the children either. And that's my objection.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Ben Cook, registered in opposition. Registered in opposition. Thank you. Robert DeClaire and Carol Rondo, I have on the same slip. Registered in opposition?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else here registered for in opposition? I don't have anybody else registered. Anybody else registered in opposition? Seeing none, I have some people who are here for information. Jay Marks, do you wish to speak?
Thank you, councillors. My name is Josie Marks. I live at 166 Chalmers Avenue. I mostly have questions because I am supportive of development in the area. I am supportive of multiple family development in the area, and I am supportive of green development in the area. Unfortunately, my first question is actually clarification on the subject property and the lot size. I see that the variance was applied for to permit a lot area of 14,000 square feet, but the subject property as listed throughout both reports is only being 13,416 square feet. If this is the case, then the property may not have been posted correctly.
Can I answer that question? Yeah, that was a mistake on my part. I had calculated the area based from on the wall for UI view. And then they had submitted drawings that we looked at from their surveyor, and it was a mistake on iView. Mm-hmm. And it's the combination of the two properties, not just the building footprint, but to the parking lot to the north as well.
Yes, and that's what both those lots total 13,460.
Yeah, on iView.
My calculations too.
Yeah, but then we've got the surveyed plan they submitted, and we calculated.
Is that available at the meeting?
So what's the right one, iView or the one that's listed?
The one listed at 14,000, which we had calculated originally.
So you have a copy of the surveyor's.
I don't have I have the site plan that's submitted here, and I can't do math for parallel. It's not a square, it's a parallelogram.
Well, if the committee is satisfied that the property has been posted, that's what I'll leave it at. I do note that the application is for RMF L, which is large units, and this does require a 20,000 square foot lot, where the site right now is only 14,000. I think that's a really large variance to be asking for. I know that the RMF medium density, this would definitely qualify for, and the planner's report also mentions that the district was chosen for rezoning based on density, not on lot area or building height. And I know that the RMF M district, which would be a medium density district, would still allow for 17 units. I'd like to see this building develop, but I'd like to see it develop really well. Normally, developers will come and argue that they need the additional two or three units to make their money on. And I'm going to suggest to the committee that building something really well, they can charge more for unit and still make their money on it. The other big concern, of course, is that the requirement for parking. We've had a number of commercial businesses in the area that parking was just straight up and down Chalmers. People are not going to cross the entire highway to park on the other side. Johnson has limited parking. Henderson has limited parking. Because of where the community center is, people would actually have to go quite a distance to park on the northern street. So the only reasonable street to park in is Chalmers Avenue. Now, for 20 multiple family units, you require 1.5 stalls per unit. That would be 30 stalls. And once again, now I understand that there's parking management, which wasn't referred to in the reports at all, and somehow somebody's decided that 11 is enough instead of 30. I was wondering if there was any discussion to talk, first of all, with the applicant about making it a medium density instead of a large density, which would still allow the 17 units, and whether there was any discussion about either purchasing the property immediately to the north, which is the Keyman and video store, in order to be able to provide slightly more parking for the development, or perhaps maybe enter into agreement with the community center where they could use some of their parking for off-peak parking. Yes? No?
Maybe those are questions that the applicant might be able to address when they come back up here, because those are specific issues. That
and if the planner actually did suggest medium density based on his report, he said that it does seem to appear to fit this area more.
Sure. Well, I can answer that question. In terms of, we went through a pre-application process and we advised them of what would be a conditional use under the C2 district, which would be the RM densities. And so they were advised of that, that they could go to that. The difference between the RM, the medium and the large is, I think it's a bit of a glitch in the zoning bylaw and the fact that it's quite wide in terms of density and lot area. I would agree it would fit in terms of the lot area. It would fit more medium, but because of the way it's calculated for density, number of units on the acre, it fits large. And we can't vary the density, but we'll vary the lot area. That's City of Winnipeg kind of policy under zoning. I would agree. I think actually, if anything, the zoning bylaw needs to be changed because this is about the third or fourth building I've come across that would fit more medium, but we're rezoning it to the large district, which you would envision to be like a 12-story building with a couple hundred units, not a 20-unit. I think that's really a problem with the zoning bylaw, actually.
Okay. I think I've had most of my answers. Now, like I said, I would really prefer to see more parking. I don't think 11 is enough. We've had terrible time on Chalmers Avenue with the parking. And yes, maybe the people purchasing this will be quite aware that they don't have a parking stall, but then we're looking at what about people visiting them? It's really fair to put that kind of a strain on Chalmers. And if there's anything that could be done to provide slightly more parking, I think this will be very successful, which is something I do want to see in the area. As a matter of fact, I'm quite aware of the applicant and the work that they've done around the city. I think they do very professional, very good work. I'd even encourage them to look at developing the corner of Johnson and Henderson, as well as on Henderson, right at the end of Johnson, a building that's now empty, which I think would make great multiple family too. So,
and the children in the area have decorated it because they've taken it upon themselves to showcase the property.
Yeah. So. With those slight concerns that I have, that I don't think that building things based on density instead of actually looking at the size of the building and the size of the lot isn't the best thing. The concerns with not providing really sufficient parking for visitor parking anyway, if some consideration could be given to that. I look forward to having a successful development in the area, and I thank you, councillors.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
I'm fine.
All right. Thanks very much, Ms. Marks. Next person registered for information, Darcy Gernart. Put you down in opposition? Okay, I'm going to change it then because you're registered for information, so I'm going to put it as in opposition. Thank you. Kevin Kunal?
Yeah.
Register for information?
Information only.
Okay.
Did you have
thank
any
you.
Questions?
Did you want to
speak? This being answered.
Okay, thanks very much. All right, is there anybody else registered for information who hasn't filed a slip? Anybody else registered for information or wishes to speak for information? No? Okay, I'm going to request that the applicant to come back forward and address the issues, questions, concerns that she's may have heard, and then there might be some questions.
Thank you. I have the first concern from Marianne at 181 Chalmers. Similar concerns here, 55-plus adults only, the owner doesn't have any concerns with that. That's not really an issue for them. Given the size of the units themselves, it's probably not unreasonable. The Josie, thank you very much for your comments. As John had said, we did look at the zoning designation and did decide to zone to the larger district. You're right, we don't need an RMFL, but we need it for the density. That's the only reason. And the density, though, is only 20 units. We're not talking about wanting to expand, put on two or three more floors later. I think your comments with regards to that could be addressed with what John has already added into his report, which is restricting the height of the building, which right now says 25 feet, but they want to put a parapet on, John, so that would be 27 feet. I don't know if that's an issue, just to make the building look nicer, because right now there's only this skinny little parapet on it right now, and it would look a lot nicer if it had a little bit more of a fluted parapet. So I think that addresses it there. Then you don't have to ever worry about it expanding another floor.
Please
another floor.
Sorry,
yes. Yeah, you don't ever have to worry about it expanding two, three, four more floors, which would be possible if it was just a straight RMFL designation with the height restriction. It covers that. With regards to the parking management plan, I thought Stantec did a very good job on that in terms of looking at that. In terms of visitor parking, under your standard stalling requirements, you've got 1.5 times, that's correct. 10 stalls generally are designated for visitor. You've got 15 stalls that aren't even in front of any other houses already on the street. Plus you've got the 11 stalls on site. They've also done, which I forgot to mention previously, we've also got a caged bicycle parking area for those that use their bike as the primary form of transportation. That's 8 additional stalls, and winter biking is now no longer an issue. So in terms of the parking management plan, you've got the 11 on the site, you've got 15 on the street, on Henderson Highway, that and on Chalmers, they were only considering, I think, 4 of those were on Chalmers that they were even considering as part of that. So you've got 11 there. So in terms of your visitor stall requirement of 10, okay, I don't know what that means. There might be people under 55, thus allowing first-time entry-level buyers. Oh, yes, and in terms of the cost thing, yes. Trying to be affordable to more people and not more expensive. That's why we've got the 22 units. They want to make it affordable to more people and not more expensive. So allowing that first-time entry-level buyers into there as well. And just in terms of a pattern of development, previous uses had a much more stringent and erratic impact on parking in the area. The province of Manitoba had offices in there which had a lot of parking. This is far less of an impact on parking than previous uses have had. So just to stress that as well. But really the requirement for 10 visitor stalls, having 11 on site, and then the street parking on Henderson Highway, that would not affect the balance of the people on there. Living in the area is something that that we would like to stress. So I think I've covered everything. Is there any other questions?
One of the suggestions was that you enter an agreement with the community center for being allowed to use.
And that was not explored yet. Is that okay. Community center? How long term would that be?
While the building is down, there's still use planned for the soccer fields and
the playing fields are staying.
Diamond,
yeah.
And there is parking there for that.
Okay.
So you haven't explored that yet?
No.
Okay, and you did answer the question about making it less affordable. I noticed that. Are all the bedrooms going to? Are all the units going to be one-bedroom units?
No, only 13.
13?
Yeah. 13 one-bedroom, and the balance are two-bedroom. Oh, I left the
13 one-bedroom, so then that's seven.
Two-bedroom.
Two-bedroom.
I got that right.
Okay. What are you planning on doing with the basement? Right now there's a bowling lane.
In the basement they've got storage facilities because the units are smaller. There's large storage facilities and on-site laundry. Again, for bikes. There's also an elevator so people can they've made this so that it's ideal for bike travel. People that use their bike as their primary form of transportation. They've got an elevator in only a two-story building so that it allows for that kind of thing.
Right, and that's one of the things that I was going to ask you about. You said a caged bike park area that's inside?
At the back, outside as well.
Outside?
So, yes.
Outside and also in the basement?
People can take their bikes to their units. And they also have a storage locker they can have as part of their condominium hold, a storage locker as well.
Storage locker.
So lots of opportunity to have.
Storage locker in basement.
Yeah.
Laundry in basement so that if someone does not want to store their bike outside.
They can store it in their storage locker or they can bring it up to their suite. There's an elevator.
Okay.
So there's lots of opportunity for that kind of thing to happen. Is not a suburban development, and I think that's what we want to...
Yeah, why didn't you have a public meeting where people could see what you were doing?
They thought it wasn't necessary, but maybe we should have.
Yeah. And you also had an opportunity before the application was submitted to meet with the ward counselor and... Mm-hmm. and
that was strictly a timing issue, trying to get... to this meeting was what they were trying to do.
Okay. I'd like to tell you what I'm going to do right now, which is I'm going to be moving a motion to not close off the public hearing right now, but to lay the matter over till the next meeting, which I think will be in September. And that will allow you an opportunity to set up a place in the area and show people what you're doing. I think that that if you convince people that you have a good development so they can actually see the information that you have that's in front of me, it would be nice if that information was available to the public. Invite them, show them what you have planned, how it'll work, and I'm not prepared to suggest to you there was some suggestion about how you could solve your parking problem by negotiating with some other people who own property. I'm not prepared to accept that. There's small businesses in the area. That's up to you. I'm not going to get involved in that. There's small businesses in the area. They may be interested in moving location, but that suggestion will not come from me because all the businesses there are struggling businesses, and I'd like the opportunity for as many of them as possible to stay in the area and get support in the area. But that's, you know, whatever you might do, I think it's important that sooner rather than later you have a public meeting and get those questions. There are a number of people, I think, here who didn't state the nature of their opposition. I think they might feel more comfortable in a public open house forum to come in and have a cup of coffee, fill out one of the a question and answer form that you can have things that they can tick off that says what they like, what they don't like, suggestions to have. People are feeling really sensitive about this area right now. They want to see some good positive development, but they don't want to see something that's going to compromise their neighborhood. So I think they need an opportunity to express their opinions on what they'd like to see. So, that's what I'm going to do after I hear what anybody else has to say. That's going to be my motion, is to lay the matter over, to give you the opportunity to have this public forum, and I will not be closing delegations for just that reason.
Councilor Broder, you said you had a question.
Sure. Just to clarify, 14 of the units are one-bedroom, six would be two-bedroom.
13 one-bedroom.
13 and seven.
Yeah.
13 one-bedroom, seven two-bedroom.
I counted three two-bedroom on the first floor.
Okay, I don't have the plans.
And three two-bedrooms on the second floor as well.
Okay, there might be 14. Yeah, there's one that's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. One is studio.
Anyways, my math from the diagram suggests 70% of the units are one bedroom.
Give or take.
And one of the concerns earlier on was perhaps this was not an appropriate area for families because of because of that. Would you suspect a lot of families would move into one bedroom apartments with younger people?
Doubtful.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the green space though at Charnwood Community Club is still there.
It's staying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was just sort of wanted to put that together. Thanks.
No problem.
Are you still, any other questions?
No, that's good.
If Councillor Thomas, when she moves her motion, are you still, as the applicant, going to continue with the process?
I'd have to talk to my client about it. I know it does pose some problems for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not sure whether or not
I'm not sure what he's going to do.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't honestly say. I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to move a recess for them to discuss this at all and to inform you, or at this point?
I can't get involved in that.
No, but I'm just, if you want to move a recess so that is, because right now she's not aware of that, of the answer to that question. And it's,
we need to have the public discussion. I mean, it's up to them whether or not they decide to continue, but we need to have the public discussion.
Okay, no, I'm just pointing that out, Councillor. Okay, fair enough. I don't have any other questions at this point in time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to, you know.
I'll move that this item be laid over until our next meeting to allow for the possibility of a public forum, an open house, or whatever kind of forum the planner can attend and make observations.
Councillor,
at this point, unfortunately, because the process has started, I can't attend. I would have liked to have observed that, but now I can't attend.
Okay. Right. So motion has been heard to lay it over until the next meeting.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried. Thank you. This will be laid over. Anybody registered here, please note that it's been laid over to the meeting of September
15th.
September 15th, same time, same place. I move a 5-minute